It's your girl, Becca Sarah. Hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. And I'm going to talk about misogyny and how the guys are being assholes. But the first person I'm going to talk about is Sincere. And with Sincere, I did him differently than I did last season with Jeremiah. I thought automatically that Sincere was insincere and that he was probably a player. I think in my intro was like, his name is Sincere. I don't think he's sincere. But I was seeing how it played out. And then the more and more time went on, it showed my opinion of him proved himself, and especially since I'm doing all these recaps and stuff, I can actually be like, let me sit down, let me not go at his throat right away, let me get the evidence that I need to prove that he is a terrible person. And the guys are being horrible this season, but I'm first gonna start with Sincere. So before I start with the Sincere thing, I do want to say that I don't condone disrespect, and I do agree that Melanie was doing too much, but at the same time, how Sincere has been acting has made Melanie act too much. There's always a man who is the root of the problem. Alright, let's start with, I think it was the pool challenge where we had to guess what the person did. And Sincere mentioned that he is a frequent cheater. He has cheated in every relationship. And for me, once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't trust cheaters. I'm not into dating cheaters. Cheaters is a red flag for me, 100%. I don't do cheaters. Because when it comes to being a cheater, you're also a liar. And from experiences in my life, here's a little bit to you about myself. My dad's a cheater. He cheated multiple times on my mom. I don't do cheaters. Like, that's one of the things I ask a guy when I date him. Have you cheated? It's a big topic point for me. So he said he admitted that he cheated on every relationship that he's been with, which is a red flag on me, and I clocked that right away, which means you're also insincere as well and a liar, because you probably said one thing and did the other, which Sincere has done multiple times, which is why Melanie is freaking out. Also, Melanie said she has trust issues, and if you're dating a cheater or someone has cheated multiple times, it's gonna mess up your trust issues. So at that point, I was like, in the situation, we have Sincere, who's a cheater. Melanie, yes, at times she is doing too much because Sincere's a cheater. I'm on nobody's side at that point. But if there's a side that I would pick, I would pick Melanie. Because Sincere, you're the reason why she's acting that way. And she has every right to freak out how she's freaking out. But her being disrespectful, that's not okay. But her reacting and freaking out on you, you deserved it. Just like Jeremiah deserved it. They're not the same, because Jeremiah is a love bomber. Since he was a cheater, it's two different things. Two different avenues. But continuing on, Melanie, after hearing this, was like, if he cheats on me, I'll cheat on him back. And I'm like, no, that's not the way to do it. Just stay the victim. Do not retaliate by cheating and cheat. No, no. Don't re-cheat. That's not a good thing. Alright. Kayda. When Kayda came in, Cecile told Mel, oh yeah, I'm just going to have a little chat with her, saying I'm not interested, I'm 100% on you, Mel. And then he goes behind Melanie's back and talks to Kayda. He did the same thing. I'm going to put this as the do one thing. Say this one thing and act the other. I really move on actions. Actions speak louder than words. And Sincere's actions speak louder than his words. He's like, I'm going to not do this anymore, and does it anyway. He's a stinking liar. And Melanie said that as well. And Sincere is also the person that was like, don't say sorry when you don't mean it. And I'm like, okay, hypocrite. Why are you saying sorry when you don't mean it? Why are you saying this when you don't mean it too? Like, you're being a hypocrite. And with Soy, he kissed her, I'm going to say like 3 to 4 times already. And he apologized to Melanie and was like, oh, I'm not going to do this again. I'm going to close things off with her. Did not. They have a whole, like, conversation, getting to know each other. He said he's not going to kiss her again. Sincere said he's not going to kiss Soy again. He kisses her again. They're in soul to eyes for, like, over an hour. He hasn't even talked to Melanie at all. So, he disrespected her because Sincere told Melanie he wasn't going to kiss her again. He ends up kissing her. And then they're like, Soul is 20 out of 10 with the kissing. And also comparing women to animals and vacations and all these other stuff. Disrespectful. And him telling Melanie one thing and acting the other. And then I don't think he's a people pleaser. I just think he's a liar and a cheater. So you're the reason why she's crashing out. You're saying one thing and acting the other. And me as a person, when apologizing to a man, if I misunderstood something and I overreacted at you, or if something you said, like, and I was having a bad mood because of a different dude, probably like something my dad said, and because he pisses me off, period, and because he's a liar, manipulator, a really bad thing in the book, cheater, and there's like something that triggers me, and I go off on you as a guy, and you didn't deserve it, then I will apologize. But if it's something like I answer back to you and answer back to you something you said that was rude, which is usually what from my dad, and I'm like, da 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 da, and and I retaliate, and I have to say sorry to, you know, have the household calm down. I don't mean that. I don't mean sorry. I meant you were being an asshole. because you were being an asshole. So for me, with Sincere, he's giving me like cheater, liar, manipulator, not sincere, doesn't apologize, which my dad doesn't do either. And he's giving me, like, tendencies that I see from my dad, which I do not like. That's what sincere is giving me, which I do not like at all. And like I said, I do not like sincere. And it's easier for me, like, when I'm watching a show to see the red flags in people than in real life to see the red flags. Because, like, for Love Island, we see their confessionals. We see everything. So it's easier. And then next, we are going to talk about the guys as a whole, okay? And the guys are like, yeah, to each other when Gabe is like, oh, I kissed both of the bombs. And they're like, yeah, yeah, you go. But if the girl said that, it would have been a field day. Like, what is this? This is just, A, disrespectful for all the girls, and messed up. So, because of manhood and, I forget the word I said before. Misogyny, thank you. Your misogyny, all you do is your misogyny is going off the roof for that. Like, okay? Okay? Like, what the hell? You guys are losing points in my book. Torben, I feel like you just want to kiss people. You keep getting shut down and shut down. Can I get a kiss? Can I get a kiss? Can I kiss? Mel is like the third girl. You only got one kiss. And that was from Kennedy. Every other girl has shut you down. And they should shut you down. Because, like, it looks like you're just trying to get a kiss. Not trying to get a connection. Trying to stay in the show. For a while. And also, I'm glad Kenzie got the ick from after hearing that. And a little bit, Melanie, you should have, after the chat, you should have told Kenzie right away after that, not waited. Because she found, I think what also pissed her off was that she found out for someone else first before you. And Bryce, why are you trying to get your best friend, best buddy's girl? Kato don't like you. She said that once over time. You tried to kiss her when you first met her. She's like, no, not today. And then she only gave you that kiss because she lost the game. She doesn't like you. You're just going to get laughed at. I love how Zach was laughing at your face when you said you wanted to pull Kato, because he knows Kato don't like you. And he thought you were joking. Like, and also, Bryce, Trinity likes you. She's shown that you like her. How do you not know that she likes you? You guys are being assholes. Like, no. Not considered at all. What other guy? But, like I said, like, the guys in general are just being terrible, horrible people. Horrible men, which is why I'm constantly saying guys are not shit. They're not important. Stop putting them on pedestals because they don't deserve it. Sincere is the worst one of them all because he's going to continue the whole saying one thing to Melanie's face and acting the another way. And I feel like we are getting to the time, especially with the I generation and the Gen Z, not that it didn't happen before, but we're gonna see it more now that the guys are happening in society, where guys act one way, I say one thing and act the other, and their actions speak louder than words. What you're doing is actually the truth. And so at some point I feel like we need to vote off sincere, because he's not sincere. Melanie deserves better. I don't know, like, at this point, so just watch out, be mindful, peep things. Also, like, a liar is something else. If people have to mention it to your girl, what you do or say, if, like, for example, Soy was like, oh, I want you to tell your girl, and she's, and he's like, oh, I'll tell her if she asks. So whatever questions that we're going back to see her, whatever questions she has, if she asks me, I'll answer her. I won't completely honestly answer her. I'll leave some bits out, but I'll answer some of her questions, but I'm not gonna tell her the truth. No, honesty is the best on policy, and your name is sincere, so you should have told her everything. And you shouldn't be like, oh, I'm gonna end the connection, and actually end the connection. If you're not gonna end the connection, then tell her you're not gonna end the connection and explore. And this is why she's, Melanie is also mad, because you said you're gonna end it. And guess what? You continue it. So you just lied to her face. So Melanie is valid. In everything she does. From this point out forward. Not a fan of sincere, not a fan of the boys. I can say more how I hate sincere, but this is just gonna turn into a why I hate sincere podcast. So I'm gonna stop here with that. But overall, the guys suck this season. They're terrible. I don't think the girls deserve better than all these terrible men. But again, it's also reflecting how the majority of guys are terrible. But that's all I have for you guys today. We'll talk to you soon for a different chat. Bye.